Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Red Men News. I'm your host, Paul Machin. I'm joined by Ross Chanley this fine morning, afternoon, daytime, whatever, mate.
So smooth.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Lunchtime.
Yeah, no, it's lunchtime. Yeah, that's the key thing to remember here. It is lunchtime, and we haven't had lunch yet. We're brought to you in association with us and the redmentv.com. We've got an incredible website and a fantastic subscription feature, which allows you to get loads and loads of additional and amazing content. Including interviews with the likes of Jürgen Klopp, with Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, Jordan Henderson, a whole host of Liverpool's European Cup winning Reds. The only place you'll find them is on the website. And of course, we've got weekly shows for you, both in video and in podcast form as well. So if you need your life filling with far more Liverpool content than you can ever even dream of imagining of handling, head over to theredmentv.com and sign up. It's completely free for the first month. You get to try all of that good stuff out as well. Ross, you've compiled the news stories today, so blame you if it's rubbish.
We've got some
transfer stuff to come a little bit later on. But first and foremost, it was the worst kept secret in Liverpool history. Liverpool today confirmed that they have a lucrative Nike kit deal to replace New Balance.
Yeah, I woke up this morning and checked Twitter, as I normally do. It was the announcement of the Nike deal. I was like, hasn't that already happened? Like, worst kept secret.
But it's official.
Now it's official, yeah. I think they can kind of move on forward now and continue with the plans that they've got. But, you know, it's one of the biggest deals that's ever been announced between a kit brand and a football club. So it's all positive for Liverpool.
I think it's really funny because we've got the mirror actually with the Liverpool Echo up here. And Billy Hogan's put a little quote on it saying, "Our iconic kit is a key part of our history and identity. Welcome Nike into the LFC family as our new official kit supplier and expecting to be an incredible partner for the club both at home and globally as we continue to expand our fan base. As a brand, Nike reflects our ambitions for growth and we look forward to working with blah, blah, blah." It's funny because the last time I read anything about from Billy Hogan on the Liverpool Echo website was his like court sessions when he was going through the battle with New Balance, etc., etc. So, yeah, it's quite funny that he's now coming
Liverpool's court sessions.
But it's funny because he's just like, "I just want to thank New Balance. Oh yeah, we'd like to thank New Balance for their support over the last few years and wish them all the well in the future." That's like you don't want to, thanks very much, New Balance. I know we've just been through a court battle with you, but you're fine, aren't you?
I've got a better partner now, but thank you.
Yeah, thanks very much. Shout out to my ex. What?
Nothing.
You're laughing because it's a Little Mix reference, isn't it?
I didn't know it was Little Mix, but yeah.
You did. Didn't really. You never did. If I checked your Spotify listening history, I bet I find at least one Little Mix song on there.
Nope.
Okay, test that later. Anyway, the FA Cup draw was done last night, Ross. We've drawn either Bristol City or Shrewsbury Town.
Away. Good. A decent draw. I'm fine with that. I was just saying just before we started on camera, I watched it last night and there was a brief moment where there was 10 to 12 teams left. There was Northampton Town, fancied that, a couple of League One Championship teams and Manchester City. And my arse was twitching, just going, we're going to get Man City. Like, we've past two, three seasons, we've just got Premier League sides. And it was very rare. There wasn't that many Premier League sides last night. But it's a good opportunity for fringe players and the youth players that play the Everton game to go and have an opportunity to go and play and prove themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know, you're right. I didn't watch the draw, but I saw all like the. I went on to Twitter after the fact and saw loads of people going, "Oh my God, it's going to be City, isn't it? Oh my God, it's going to be City." Great. Bristol City, it was pointed out in Carl Clement. Hey? actually don't know how to pronounce that. Put the programme cover up from the last time we played Bristol. I was at the game the last time we played them in the FA Cup and they knocked us out. It was devastating. It's always around my birthday, the FA Cup third round.
So this is the last game?
It might well have been, actually. I was only a kid at the time. But yeah, we played a bunch of rubbish teams in the third round around that period. We played Bristol, we played Bolton around that time as well. And then a couple of years later, we had Coventry and, yeah, some terrible, terrible knockouts. But at least we're away. But you're right, a big opportunity for the young lads to get another game. And that was the thing that was most encouraging for me. They fought really hard to get past the Ev. They've done it. It would have been, if you get Man City, I'm not sure you can... I think you've got to take it seriously. Whereas, I mean, seriously, you know what I mean? I think you've got to play a big team in that game. Whereas, no, you're right. I think it opens it up.
We've got quite a few fixtures towards the back end of January as well, because I think they crammed in West Ham in there as well. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see what he does do.
It's going to be at a schedule between the 24th and the 27th of January. So watch this space.
What will also be interesting, sorry, is the mindset of the fans now, because I think that's completely changed. Partly I was guilty of doing it myself when the team news came out, going, okay, sound. I know it was Everton, it was a different spectacle, but the faith that the fans now have in those youth players and what they've proven.
I'd be saying now, you know, get through this, and there's still a long way to go in the FA Cup. You've still got fifth before, and then I think it's then quarters, etc., etc. But they will be feeling like anything's possible now. And then what you do is, I would still be keeping the core of that side. Don't get me wrong, if Shaedon Shaqiri's fit, he probably plays in that game. You know, there's a couple of players there who might have played, like, you know, you might have seen Oxlade-Chamberlain or you start that game, or you might have seen Naby Keita start that game. We've got a few more. We'll see how things develop, but I would be keen to see Nico Williams.
They'll want to play. They're the thing. Well, we've got into the next round. I want to play the next game, so I wouldn't blame them either.
Definitely. According to the Mirror, Liverpool are set for a transfer battle with Tottenham and Chelsea for defender Ben White. Liverpool, Chelsea and Spurs are amongst the teams said to be interested in Brighton defender Ben White, following his impressive performance on loan at Leeds so far this season. He came through the academy, was yet to make a Premier League appearance. Has been on loan at Newport County, Peterborough and now Leeds. He's helped Marcelo Bielsa's side to the top of the Championship table, made 25 appearances, blah, blah, blah. It wouldn't shock me to see Liverpool in for something like this. Obviously, we signed up that Brentford kid, didn't we? So I get the impression that the mission right now is to go and hoover up young British talent to the best of our ability because I'm at the risk of this falling into politics, Brexit is going to fuck everything. So if you can get as many talented young, you know, British lads on your books as possible, it's going to insulate yourself against that.
Yeah, this isn't the first time we've been linked with them either. I think it's about third or fourth in the past couple of months. But also, I think it's possibly preparation for Lovren and Matip going. Obviously, they're both in the 30s now. They're obviously quite injury prone because they're both injured now. But again, someone to keep an eye on. He's been linked, like I said, three or four times. But to have the experience of the Championship behind him, the Marco Bielsa side, and a very good manager, I think that kind of leapfrogs him above like a Vandenberg or any of the youngsters that Liverpool have in the ranks at the minute.
Exactly. Well, we're seeing it with Nat Phillips, aren't we? That he was clearly recalled and preferred to Vandenberg, who's miles off. But Nat Phillips might be, they might feel that he's just not quite at the level we're looking for.
He's 17 as well, so he shouldn't be.
Exactly. But we might be looking to just get someone else in who's more around that age range and look to build them up, because I think it's a risky game playing 18-year-olds at centre-half. I think they need years to develop, whereas you look at like Gomez and Phillips, 22, 23, around that age, that's still very young for a centre-back. And he's got Championship experience. We're only going to be sending our lads who are in the 23s probably to go and gain that experience themselves.
Even if you buy him and loan him back out to Leeds again, if they get into the Premier League, at least then he's up another level by playing Premier League football.
The only note of caution on this is this happens all the time. Everyone watched Leeds play this week because they played Arsenal in the FA Cup.
Yeah, watched it.
And so you find that happens a lot as a result of it. You know, whether it's agents just pushing the name out a little bit there. You know, it's things like, I wonder where Liverpool are doing this with Kinnevaeh a little bit, mentioning, you know, Don King mentioning the contract, potential contract. It just makes other football clubs go, well, Liverpool really want this guy. Oh, that could be, yeah.
You also protect this value by giving him a new contract as well.
100%. Moving on to more transfer news then. I'm calling bullshit on this straight off from the off, sportmobile.co.uk. The Trabzonspor chief confirms Liverpool bid for Ugurcan Kakir, Charleston Sport President Ahmet Agogluoglu has claimed, that's his exact name, have claimed that Liverpool made a bid for the goalkeeper Kakir. The Premier League giants are currently well stocked for options between the sticks, with Adrian Kevin Kelleher and the Lonergan providing backup to Alisson. However, after being linked with a move from him in recent months, the chairman, president, has said the Merseyside office has made contact regarding a potential deal for the stopper. He told reporters, "There are offers for Kakir. We continue to receive offers. It's been said Liverpool have made an offer." Okay. "So a team that is undefeated in the Premier League wants my keeper. In other words, Liverpool's keeper is in my goal." That's not the same. That is not the same. Besiktas can say that.
Yeah.
You cannot say that. That's not true. Despite acknowledgement of an offer being made, he still has 4.5 years left on his contract, putting them in a strong position regarding his future. Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Just to clarify, I mean, this might be a slight mistranslation, but he says it's been said Liverpool have made an offer.
But then he basically says, without saying Liverpool have made an offer, a team that's undefeated, which is Liverpool, in the Premier League, which is Liverpool, wants his goalkeeper. In other words, Liverpool got... This follows on from what you said about the Ben White stuff of, like, he's...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Probably wants to go and try and sell his goalkeeper if he's got any value out of him. Why go and go to Liverpool wants him?
Yeah.
That starts a potential bidding war or interest from other clubs.
Yeah, we've definitely talked about this guy before on this, and I feel like it's like Turkish presidents of football clubs love a bit of this. They just love stoking the flames of the fire. Who was the...
Damien Comoli.
Well, there was a winger. Oh my God, please let me know in the comments. We were linked with a guy playing in Turkey earlier on this season, and it was exactly this kind of stuff where the president basically come out and made comments about Liverpool being interested or whatever. I wish I could remember. Please let me know if you're watching the comments, but... You start Googling what Turkish presidents have said. I don't know what's going to come up in those searches. So we won't. If you do know, let us know in the comments. And
also, why would Liverpool go for another goalkeeper when they've got two perfectly good ones?
Yeah, I mean...
Others coming through the ranks and longer than the experienced one.
Yeah, I mean, look, there might be a point at which they think he's... Boss or Adrian might
to stop Everton from getting him in the goalkeeper, don't
they? Yeah, they do desperately need a goalkeeper. Lastly, before we get to your comments, on thisisanfield.com, Liverpool are hopeful Fabinho and Sheridan Shaqiri will return to training this week. Fantastic news, Liverpool about to contend with a host of injuries. Oxlade-Chamberlain provided a boost by returning for the Everton game, and the Reds' hope is that he'll soon be joined by Shaqiri and Fabinho. Klopp kind of hinted at this in the press conference before Everton, that he said Fabinho was out running. He actually never mentioned Ox, which I thought was brilliant, because it kind of went under the radar, and then he just appears on the bench. But said Shaqiri's in a good way. I think he said Lovren in a good way. Matt had been a good way. But he did kind of hint at the fact that most of these players are going to be more likely for the Spurs game. He's given them all a week off, basically, hasn't he? With the idea of getting as fully fit a squad together as possible.
Yeah, it's all a bonus. They're playing 9 games in December and winning all 9. That's a lot of football to be playing by any standards. And then you think how thin we were in field. James Milner going off injured again is another bonus to have you know, Fabinho go back into midfield and for cover and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I think it all plays into our hands of having a bit of depth and being able to rotate in the next 4 to 6 months, because we have been thin and played a lot of football, whereas now it's a bit kind of, you know, we've got one game this week, one game next week, and I think it kind of builds back up again. But having the options available, and also the fact that, you know, Fabinho like, was amazing beforehand, but Henderson's been like immense while he's been there. So, like, you know, he's got a bit of competition on his hands.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the good thing, is that I think some careful squad management now is what's needed, because if people are starting to come back, that's good. They're coming back at a good time. You know, we've managed this period really well. But it only continues to be managed well if we are careful with the lads that are coming back and not rushing people and not overworking. Because Milner's the perfect example of this. We basically run Milner into the ground, and now he's out injured at a time where you could really do with him. So yeah, we're gonna have to be careful. But yeah, if we can get, like, just having Fabinho on the bench for a game or two, I don't think he necessarily needs to come straight back into the first team. And similarly with Shaqiri, I don't think he'll come into the team. But you want him in and around. You want him fit. You want him training, because, you know, there's going to be a point where the Man United game is going to be coming a week after that. We might want to rotate.
Plays that, doesn't he?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's got a good record against them, hasn't he? So yeah, very, very good stuff indeed. Right, Tom, in the comments, what have you got?
Yes, we're going to kick it off with a couple of super chats. Patrick Darcy, just with a blue super chat, no comment. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And then Matthew Eckersley with an orange super chat. He says, "Hey lads, watching from the south of France, would you rather win the Premier League and the Champions League double, or go undefeated all season in the Premier League? Also, is there any news on the Anny Road expansion?"
Yes.
They're on the meeting today on the Anny Road extension.
Yeah,
they?
Apparently.
They've changed the plan slightly.
Yeah, the plans have been changed. I think this is all on the Liverpool website. It's not particularly interesting stuff at the moment. But yeah, there's, it's not any further forward. It's like no spade in the ground yet. But I think the consultation period is continuing with another phase or whatever. Nothing too interesting at the minute. What was the first question?
Would you rather win the Premier League Champions League double?
Premier League Champions League.
Undefeated. Now, like, Chris and I had this debate. We had this debate in the office, didn't we? I think Klopp would rather win the double, and I think any footballer would rather win the double, because it's more silverware, it's more lifting trophies and all that kind of stuff. But for me, I want us to be crowned unequivocally as the greatest club side in Premier League history. Because it's all Arsenal have got left, is that Invincibles thing, and they weren't even that good this season. Look, they were undefeated, which I think is an astonishing achievement. They've got this thing with Man United, where Man United fans try to be like, "Oh, well, you drew loads of games and blah, 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 and the points you got." It's irrelevant. They were undefeated all season. It's incredible. I would love nothing more than to take that, and I would love that little gold Premier League trophy that you get awarded for it. That's another trophy lift. John Henderson doing that on the sly. Ooh.
Now the accent, by the way.
What?
Nailed the accent, by the way.
So yeah, that for me, but not for you.
Just one more trophies. Yeah. Giving them all. I mean, ideally, I want to go Invincible and win the Champions League and, you know, the Premier League.
Invincible's so hard that it feels like it's our best. Look, just do it all.
Yeah.
Why not?
FA Cup.
Super Cup, get the treble.
Yeah, undefeated. Yeah. Win the league, Champions League.
It's not like we lost one last season.
No. We were, and it's often mentioned, but like however many millimetres against Man City away from being invincible.
Yeah.
Oh!
Go on, a lot of excitement about the Nike kit deal. Lols Beeb says, "I want Nike to do a retro kit for the FA Cup next season, like Chelsea."
Yeah, I'm bang up for something like that. I don't think we've got any anniversaries coming up anytime soon. I think that was like their 50th anniversary since winning the FA Cup or some shit like that. Like we first won it in 65, so you could probably do one in like 2025 or something. It'll be a nice round number at that point. But no, the Nike thing, I'm on board with it now. I've seen some of the leaked kits. Well, like the concept kits, let's be perfectly honest. They're not leaked Nike kits, but I've seen some of the concept kits, and they could do some really nice stuff with it.
I think Classic Shirts did some stuff, didn't they?
Yeah.
That's with the concept kits, and they look really nice stuff. I think the other interesting thing is the kits, the night kits with gold badge on it as well, which is going to be really nice.
I'd be all over that, yeah. Tom?
Just a couple more. On the FA Cup draw, Miguel Castro says, "We can play the same side in the Cup again and should win." And Joey Muddy says, "Nice to finally get a Man City type of draw."
Yeah, no, it's right, isn't it? You know, it shouldn't be underestimated how easy they've had it in the domestic cups in the last few years. And again, it's not to undo the fact you've still got to go, you've still got to win, you've still got to then go. They were doing it while winning the league at an unprecedented rate as well. So fair play to, I don't want to take anything away from Man City in that regard. But it makes a massive difference.
Yeah.
And playing teams that you should beat, still a motivation you've got to find. But as we said, you don't have to, you don't feel a responsibility to put your full strength team on.
No, I think you will earmark that already to play kids again and fringe players and kind of go actually and rest players, because we will be going for the Champions League, we will be going for, you know, the Premier League at the same time. You don't have to really compensate anything, because your squad that you've got to play the FA Cup game is good enough to win.
Mm. Absolutely. One more, Tom.
There's been a lot of talk in the comments. I know we spoke about this the other day, but we haven't heard your thoughts on it, Paul. Shags asked, for some quick thoughts on the Adama Traore and the price tag stuff.
Was it 70 million?
Yeah.
I don't think he's that good. I think he's good, and he's dead fast, and he's gotten loads better. I'm not asked. If we signed him, we signed him. I think it'd be fine. I think the pace he's got is a massive asset. It's just whether he's got enough of the culture. He still feels like, to me, like, it's a bit hit and hope, the stuff he does. You know, he runs into space, he's beat everyone. I don't think it looks good. Now, you can we train that into him? Probably. I'd rather use him as fullback. I don't know. I think so. I think we will feel we can get someone else, a more polished gem, I think, if we're going to add something to our squad. But I wouldn't be upset if we got a damage.
It's also a lot of money for a transfer budget. Me and Ben discussed it yesterday on the news show, but it's like, if you can get down to 40, you probably take it. I think his end product is something that's question marked. He's probably been, you know, pushed into the media spotlight.
That goal he scored against Man City, the one where he strikes into the bottom corner, is a glorious finish, but I don't get the sense from him that's...
He meant it.
Yeah, no, he's meant to score, hasn't he? But I mean, yeah, it's not, it doesn't feel, it feels like he could hit that 50 times, and the other 49, it would go nowhere near. That's my general vibe on it.
He's got the speed, you know, behind him. I think it's something you can teach him. I think we've seen with Sadio Mane, and particularly Mo Salah, about finishing, getting the right positions, and adapting to Jurgen Klopp and the coaching staff. I think you get a tune out of him.
He causes more damage to Man City, not on our books. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, stay Wolves, mate.
Yeah, all the players that struggle, Man City struggle against, leave them in the Premier League at other clubs, because you're getting all the benefits of them without having to pay for them.
Yeah.
Spot on. Listen, thanks very much for all your comments, for watching, for liking, subscribing, and for listening as well. As ever, we're on Acast, we're on Spotify, we're on iTunes if you want to get this in audio version, if you're on your go. On your go, brilliant, Paul. If you're watching this on YouTube and you're not subscribed, subscribe right now, and make sure you do head over to theredmentv.com for all of that incredible exclusive content that I mentioned at the top of the stream. Other than that, thank you very much, Ross.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tom. Thank you very much, viewers, and we'll see you all soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.